Three candidates are running to be the student body president at UC Santa Barbara for the 2024-2025 school year. I spoke to one of those candidates, Nayeli Broadway.
Yeah, so I'm Nayeli Broadway. I'm one of the current president candidates for the upcoming Associated Students elections. I'm a second year political science and sociology double major, and I'm currently an off-campus senator, and I'm also the chair of our External Affairs Committee under Senate, the chair of our Black Empowerment Task Force, and the vice chair of our Mental Health Committee.
Broadway highlighted three pieces of legislation she wrote as a senator, including a bill supporting the Racial Justice Now campaign, which would set a $1 billion endowment fund for Black students on UC campuses for academic reparations. Other resolutions she highlighted include one condemning anti-Blackness on campus and one creating a Black Empowerment Task Force, of which she is the chair. I first asked Broadway why she was running for AS president as opposed to other positions, like off-campus senator again. She explained that although her time as a senator allowed her to become familiar with the legislative process, she felt she wasn't best suited for a position in Senate.
I feel like Senate is very legislative based, and I don't think that writing legislation was my strongest suit.
She also explained that her experience as a senior advisor in the office of AS President Gurleen Pabla 2 years ago gave her familiarity with the role.
With being president specifically, it's very much like listening to the student body and then taking that to admin, and then also having a very project-based office. And I feel like I do a lot better in that type of environment as opposed to Senate. Going into my term, if I'm elected, there won't be a learning curve because I've already been in a core staff position, not a regular staff. So I've seen firsthand how the presidency works, and I've been basically like a special assistant to the president. So I feel like jumping into that position won't be difficult. And then Senate, I just have a better knowledge of how the association works as a whole. So not just staying in one particular spot, but I feel like when you're a senator, you get to learn about pretty much everything in the association. So now I feel knowledgeable enough to be the president.
Broadway also cited discontent among the student body as a reason for running.
As a senator, it's very apparent how unhappy the student body has been recently. And I think that the changes that our student body is seeking, I have full confidence that I can pursue what they want and then actually have a very productive year of, you know, just students being heard and feeling listened to by their elected official.
Broadway said the top three issues she hopes to address as president are campus climate, divestment, and housing. On the topic of campus climate, I asked her how she would approach strengthening the relationship between student government and the student body.
I think it's all about transparency between our student body and our elected officials. When students are coming to us and saying that they're not feeling heard or they don't feel like they're being taken seriously when they're bringing up concerns to us, and then we're not doing anything in return, it creates a bad campus climate.
Broadway says she wants to hear opinions from as many student groups and marginalized groups as possible.
To be a good president, you need to be representing your whole student body.
This issue was underscored amidst recent efforts to recall the current AS president, Tessa Vexler, who faced allegations she failed to represent the entire student body. I asked Broadway how she would ensure all students feel advocated for.
I think it's about making the effort to go to these groups. I feel like standing back, it's very easy to tell what groups of students are feeling not heard and underrepresented. And instead of like telling them like, hey, you guys should come to me and tell me like what you're thinking and why you don't feel safe in these spaces, it should be more of me going to them. And I feel like that's something that we're not seeing at the moment.
Broadway then discussed divestment.
I don't really have a lot to say just because I feel like it's a no-brainer. Like, our university should be using our tuition to invest in our students and not invest in war.
As president, Broadway said she plans to speak to UCSB administrators about divestment.
Divestment would have to go through the Senate first, and they would have to pass some kind of support resolution for it. And then, as president, I would like to get on the administration side and talk to admin about, what those next steps are. And I would want them to be transparent with me about what divestment looks like and how we can go about those processes. And then I also want to be very transparent with the students and give updates and, be like, hey, this is what's going on with divestment, just because when there's that lack of like communication between what's going on with admin and then the students, that's where things get a little bit messy.
As for housing, Broadway said she wants to work with the Isla Vista Tenants Union to lower rent costs, security deposit costs, and application fees. She talked about her recent experiences lobbying for housing bills at the state capitol as part of the UC Student Lobby Conference.
Two of the specific bills that I lobbied on, one was for application fees not being able to exceed $50. And then if you don't get the place that you applied to, then you would get those $50 back, just because it's really important that, students aren't wasting so much money just applying for places, because housing is like a basic right. It's a basic need. And then the other bill was security deposits. When you're moving out of your place and your landlords are taking money out of your security deposit, they have to give you an itemized receipt of why they're taking the money out, so that way they can't like steal money from you.
Finally, I asked Broadway, what's one thing she wants potential voters to remember about her and her campaign?
That I'm for them, that this presidency pretty much has no benefit for me. Like I'm not doing this for some kind of benefit or resume booster or anything like that. It's just, as a minority, I know how it feels to be underrepresented and not represented. So I want to do my best for the students so that they are feeling heard and seen, and that we can have a good connection and a better campus climate.
For more information on Nayali Broadway's campaign for AS president, you can visit at Nayali_15 on Instagram. That's Nayali_15. Thank you for listening. With KCSB News, I'm Joyce Chi.